animal magnetism unmasked. With this clear knowing of prayer, atonement, and marriage, we are now able to keep animal magnetism unmasked and see that it is not a person, place, or thing. Mrs. Eddy once said to Laura Sargent, "Animal magnetism is absolutely nothing when unattended by belief." In the Christian Science Journal for 1912, an article by Mrs. Eddy states, "Did you but know the sublimity of your hope, the infinite capacity of your being, and the grandeur of your outlook, you would let error kill itself. Error comes to you for life, and you give it all the life it has. So it is with animal magnetism. It only wants a believer. Refuse to believe it. Acknowledge there is nothing animal concerning man to be magnetized. There is no animal magnetism. Our leader has, through the Christ revelation, unmasked evil as illusion, delusion, nothing. But remember only from the standpoint of God's allness, omnipotence, omniscience, is evil seen to be nothing. It cannot be made nothing. It is nothing from the standpoint of the revelation of Christian Science. There are students of Christian Science who refuse to handle animal magnetism. They feel they have gotten beyond that stage of science. They are too absolute to deny evil in its claims to activity called animal magnetism. Neither Jesus nor Mrs. Eddy felt that they had risen to the point where they had no longer any need to deny evil reality or place. It sometimes seemed that Jesus handled it as if it were a person. It is true that Jesus did seem to handle it as if it were a person, but remember, we only have the account of someone standing by. Did Jesus believe that man was possessed with devils and told the devils to come out? Of course not. Jesus rebuked the belief in evil. Therefore, his words were not to personalize it. They were to nothingize it. Surely Mrs. Eddy, with her dealings with the church, knew that evil is not person. We have the problems today as they did in the time of Jesus. But Jesus said, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" All students, as long as they drive cars, eat meals, bring forth children, must handle animal magnetism, and do it daily, not because we are afraid of it, but because the world belief claims to act as law. Salvation is to leave the mortal basis of belief, unite with the one mind, and bring out God's unerring direction. This can be done only by living the Christ. As long as there is a shred of belief in the substantiality of matter, or that there is pleasure in it, we had better handle animal magnetism. As long as we believe in heat or cold, as long as we believe in rich or poor, as long as we believe here or there, we had better handle animal magnetism. But handle it scientifically. This means that in the presence of the allness of God, the oneness of divine mind realized, evil is seen to be without presence or reality. Great credit goes to Mrs. Eddy for showing us how to handle scientifically this claim. We handle this claim when we see its gaudy pretensions singe their own wings in the blaze of the Christ light. Students sometimes try to singe error's wings. Let the Christ light so shine that this will dispel its gaudy pretensions. Never try to singe the wings of error, but see the light of Christ and let the error singe its own wings. This is important. Too many students handle error as something, but living the Christ handles it as nothing. There are students who do not realize there is no disease. What is called disease is animal magnetism in its claim of activity, reality, existence. Cancer is malicious animal magnetism. It has no more reality than 2 times 2 is 5. Only belief says that one error is worse than the other. We must handle the world belief concerning it. never handle it as a condition. Cancer has been healed when seen as not a condition of matter, not fleshly rebellion, but as evil hypnotic suggestion claiming to mesmerize a patient to accept it on the basis that it is something. Suggestion says, yes, you see me, you hear me, you smell me. But all of this has got to go down in the presence of Christian Science treatment. Stay on your mount of revelation and see that cancer is but another name for animal magnetism. See that animal magnetism is hypnotism or mesmerism. If you see it as mesmerism, you will never be afraid of it. Face it fearlessly with absolute conviction as to its nothingness. The moment you permit disease to name itself, at that moment the malpractice begins to operate in your experience. Never permit evil to name itself. Hallow the name of God, and the suggestion that evil could possibly name itself is wiped out. Man's name is written in heaven. Make the declaration that animal magnetism in the guise of thought cannot darken the Christ consciousness in yours. Animal magnetism, in the guise of fear or doubt, cannot make any student of Christian Science deny present perfection, or argue that this approach is too absolute. All of Christian Science is absolute. There is no other. Science is absolute. There is no relative Christian Science. Know that animal magnetism or hypnotism cannot delineate itself on body and call itself by some educated name. It cannot be done is the treatment. I am not afraid of animal magnetism or any of its claims, for the only I knows it not. The only I sees it not. I am of purer eyes than to behold animal magnetism, to hear it or smell it. Learn to address it. You, animal magnetism, are not pain, not disease. You are animal magnetism, and you are a mere negation. My textbook says that you possess neither intelligence, power, nor reality, and in sense, you are an unreal concept of so-called mortal mind. I denounce you from the standpoint of the allness, the oneness of divine mind. Your nothingness is apparent. This understanding makes the Christ immediately available, for what I am from the divine standpoint saves me from any animal magnetism. Our leader sums it up in these words: the truths of immortal mind sustain man, and they annihilate the fables of mortal mind, whose flimsy and gaudy pretensions, like silly moths, singe their own wings and fall into dust. Science and Health. We must disarm animal magnetism by seeing it is not a person. When Goliath, with its bullying suggestions, comes, stand as David did and say, I come to you in the name of Almighty God, and from the standpoint of the allness of God. And then the nothingness of Goliath is seen. In closing the chapter, Mrs. Eddy makes a most significant statement. Mortal mind, not matter, is the criminal in every case. Can we not say mortal mind is the patient in every case? Is it not mortal mind claiming to identify itself as mortal body? Your textbook says, the material body which you call me is mortal mind. In practice, we never deal with bodies, with mortal bodies. Never be fooled. Mortal mind is the criminal. If you try to instruct it with truth, it will argue back. If you try to say God is mind, it will say, don't tell me I don't have a private mind. Don't talk to it. If you have a patient, don't discuss anything with it. Just quietly know there is no possibility of a patient. There is no possibility of a practitioner, because the infinity of mind does not permit either. Let divine mind, God, say, I am all. Nothing else is. You remember in Ways That Are Vain, in Miscellany, where it is shown how to handle animal magnetism and all its claims. In the same book, we find Ways of Wisdom. In this book, it shows how to have God all. Let us be sure, from the standpoint of God's allness and of evil's nothingness, that we see it cannot make us commit an act foreign to the natural inclination. In the way of wisdom, found in miscellany, see God's allness. We cannot serve two masters. Let us see that all reality means all. Your leader put this chapter into the textbook so you would see that animal magnetism is mere negation, possessing neither reality nor identity. Be sure that you keep it that way. Never discuss it as if it is a person, as if it is a church problem, a home problem, as if it were a condition or a situation. But always see that it is mesmerism. If we knew that someone was mesmerized, would we try to enter into the mesmerism to help them? Let us be smart as a serpent and harmless as a dove, and treat all suggestions as unreality, and walk forth as some holy thing, the Father's delight. See that man has no private mind to mesmerize. Man's mind is the mind that is God. Man is the glowing knowing of the mind that is Christ. Let us handle animal magnetism as nothing, as nobody.